Welcome to Frankly Speaking About Family Medicine, a CME podcast series where each week we translate today's late-breaking clinical research and news into tomorrow's practice. I'm Dr. Frank Domino, professor in the Department of Family Medicine and Community Health at the University of Massachusetts Chan Medical School and editor-in-chief of the 5-Minute Clinical Consult. This podcast is brought to you by PrimeMed. Maribel is a 38-year-old female who presents for her routine health maintenance visit. She reports she's doing well, and as she gets older now, she has a daughter and she worries a great deal about her health. Her only medical issues are having a BMI of 37 and occasional migraines. Maribel mentions how her mom and grandmother both died from breast cancer. Is there anything she should be doing more aggressively to prevent that from happening to her? Good morning. This is Frank Domino, and joining me today is Dr. Marianne Montague, assistant visiting professor at Fitchburg State University and term lecturer at the MGH Institute of Health Professions. Good morning, Marianne.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
All right. I'm really attached to Maribel. My mom died from breast cancer, as did her mother, and I have a daughter, and so, like Maribel, I'm kind of worried too. Maribel's anxiety is appropriate. What can we do when we have a patient like her? How should we begin screening?
So this is a great question, and I understand breast cancer runs in my family as well. So it's something I think of, and how can we be proactive and aware? One thing I would say is we want her to be mindful of screening mammograms, which she can do, and make sure she talks with her family doc, healthcare professional. Also, evidence recommends against self-breast exam, more self-breast awareness, which is very important. But individuals who have a high risk in occurrence of breast cancer fit in a category where their clinicians can consider risk-reducing medications, like aromatase inhibitors. It's important that you look at the patient, what their background is, what their risks are, and then are they at low risk for adverse medication side effects?
Well, I agree with you. It's tough because self-breast exam was what we taught women forever, and we found that we were finding more things and doing biopsies unnecessarily. So it created a lot of angst and complications. But let's talk about mammography. When should she begin being screened for breast cancer?
So that's a great question. So she should begin screening at age 40, okay? It's shown, a really great paper I just recently read talked about the risk of early screening. And so it was found that the risk was highest for non-Hispanic Black individuals. So when we think about this, we always think, should we screen earlier? Should we screen more frequently? And it's been found that in non-Hispanic Black Americans, we have seen that at age 42 is the average of when the risk increase. For white females, age 50, and for American Indian, Alaska Native, and Hispanic females, age 57 is when the increased risk goes. Asian or Pacific Islanders at the age of 61.
Yep. I think that's an important point, that risk goes up earlier, especially with non-Hispanic Black females. And that's a crucial point. But how would you counsel a woman who comes in and wants to be screened early? What should we say to them?
So I think that's where we have that conversation with shared decision making. So we come in, if a woman has risk factors and they have fear and anxiety, like many do around breast cancer screening, we sit with them and we discuss and we share this information with them. We let them know that we can screen you, but the incidence of having more frequent non-equivalent testing and false positives is higher when we screen early.
You're absolutely right. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force issued a draft recommendation last year discussing possibly dropping the early age, the starting age, to 40. And I think the data you just discussed is really critical. And having that shared decision-making discussion is so critical. So science has changed. While there's an increased incidence of breast cancer, overall, across the U.S. population and even around the world, there's been a decrease in mortality. How do we convey some of this to Maribel?
So that's a great question. So breast cancer mortality in the United States between 1975 to 2019 has significantly decreased. So when we think about decreased mortality, some things we can attribute and some of the early detection, which improves better outcomes, as well as the progression of science. So we know that our drugs have been better, and that's where we talk about the medications that can be used for patients who are at high risk. And there's also improved therapies that specifically for advanced breast cancer when being found. So we've had an influx of new medications as well as more effective medication treatment that has helped in reducing mortality. So in the US, mortality rates were 48 per 100,000 in women in 1975. And which is great, is 27 per 100,000 in 2019. So this is a significant decrease, and it's great to see. So overall, in 2019, absolute reduction in breast cancer mortality was 58%.
Yep, I think that's really remarkable. It's a huge change. It's a scientific and medical success story in my mind that we have a very common cancer that used to be lethal. It certainly involved both Maribel's mom and her grandmother, and that risk now has been cut in half by appropriate screening and appropriate treatment. Marianne, terrific. I feel better. I hope Maribel feels better.
I agree. And I think one thing when we think about Maribel, it's really important as a clinician that we spend that time, we hear her concerns, but we also provide her with the education and the knowledge so she can go forward and feel reassured. She's somebody that would probably benefit. She doesn't have a lot of risk factors, but then we can talk to her, and that's a great time to talk to her about healthy lifestyle. So she does have increased risk factors because she's obese, and that's one area where we can talk to her and we can support her as well, that if she's overall doing better, long-term, her risks are going to reduce.
Great. Thanks, Marianne.
Thank you. Practice pointer. The use of screening for breast cancer can help us as clinicians to identify, treat, and support patients at risk for breast cancer. Increased incidence doesn't need to mean increased mortality.
Join us next time when we discuss the role of SGLT2 inhibitors in patients with type 2 diabetes and heart failure. Thank you for listening to Frankly Speaking About Family Medicine, brought to you by PrimeMed. To claim CME credit and receive additional information about the article referenced in today's episode, follow the link in the description. To stay up to date on the most recent clinical research and news, please subscribe to Frankly Speaking About Family Medicine and be sure to check out PrimeMed.com for additional CME content.